Eliminating Waste from Your Body by Dr. Eric Plasker. Eliminating waste from your body is essential for you to stay healthy. There are four ways that people eliminate waste: sweat, urine, feces, and respiration. You wouldn't lick your own sweat. Clearly, you wouldn't drink your own pee. There's no way you would eat your own poop. And you shouldn't inspire your own expiration, carbon dioxide. When your elimination systems are not working properly, your immune system works overtime to protect you. The bacteria and viruses can get out of balance. A healthy immune system knows how to recognize these imbalances as well as harmful invaders. Healthy elimination is vital to you remaining a healthy host. The coronavirus will not thrive in a healthy host. There was a time when only two people, Adam and Eve, occupied the planet. Now, nearly 8 billion people reside here. Trillions of bacteria and viruses were on the planet back then, and there are exponentially more living in and around us now. We have been exchanging oxygen and carbon dioxide with trees for millennia. This process helps our bodies adapt and build immunity. Our respiratory system gets rid of carbon dioxide from the body and keeps the blood full of oxygen, which is necessary to sustain human life. The human body is actually an amazing coalition of many different systems that work together to keep everything functioning correctly. The nervous system controls and coordinates the function of these systems. The circulatory system has the important job of transporting oxygen throughout the body via a vast system of arteries and veins, and it supplies the tissues with the appropriate amount of oxygen needed to thrive. The effects of breathing in your own carbon dioxide can lead to a weakened immune response and system, which provides the ideal environment for a virus to take over. Carbon dioxide degrades the host, our bodies, and makes us more susceptible to foreign invaders. 0.6 masks can facilitate in making us sick. 1. You may not be able to feel the effects right away, but it doesn't take long for the body to break down when it is prevented from functioning at its highest. Carbon dioxide is a waste byproduct and is meant to be discarded. It is not meant to be inhaled back into the body because it is a toxin, nor is it advantageous. At higher concentrations, it can lead to cardiac challenges such as increased respiratory rate or loss of consciousness. At extremely high concentrations, death or coma is possible. These are a few reasons why masks are unhealthy. Knowing all of this, how do we expect our children to thrive in school wearing a mask when their learning, health, identity, and self-esteem are at such risk? Do you really believe that children should be wearing masks? Some of the cardiac challenges associated with lack of oxygen and increased carbon dioxide are hypercapnia and hypoxia. Hypercapnia increases bacterial loads in the lungs and other organs, and it occurs in those with lung diseases such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. Hypercapnia is currently the third leading cause of death among Americans. Those with chronic respiratory disorders like acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS, and acute severe asthma are also at risk. Hypercapnia suppresses the host immune mechanisms required for defense against bacterial pneumonia. Hypoxia is when our tissues are denied a sufficient amount of oxygen during inhalation. If you are in a hospital visiting a loved one who is hooked up to oxygen, everyone panics when the oxygen gets too low. Signs of hypoxia are anxiety, confusion, restlessness, depressed level of consciousness, and hypertension. It's time to open our eyes to what's really going on. Fear is being used as a weapon to keep us sick. If we adjust our lifestyles, we can contribute to a mass healing of this crisis. Get adjusted so that your nervous system does its job and your immune system can function more efficiently. Unmask and take in more oxygen. Breathe. Consider a cleanse to eliminate wastes that may have been building up inside of you for decades. Do what it takes to keep yourself healthy and make yourself a least vulnerable person. You just survived a pandemic. Now enjoy a sensational century. Special thanks to Janine Cheney for assisting in the production of this important information.